Okay, we're holding on Daf Lamed Hey, Amud Aleph, and Sabajas is with us to begin.
I'm doing the Halakha Mishnah.
Mashbia ani alechem, im lo tavo v'ta'iduni, sh'amar ish podi v'ten li matayim zuz. Until now we've spoken about the requirements of the type of edim, and now we want to talk about what that edut would be Mechayev, if it was brought. So we talked about the type of Eidim, the type of Eidut, the type of Chiyuv, but here we're talking about a list of Chiyuvim that are actually not Chiyuvim. So it's just something somebody would say, well, you know, Joe agreed to give me $200. And he said it in front of you, I want you to come to be made. And they refused to come to be made. Harei Pturi, that's not going to be Mechayev them for Shua Seidus. They say, we don't know what you're talking about. She'en Chayavim, Ela Tviyat Mamon Kepikadon. We're talking only about a Tviyah, monetary of Tviyah, that can be enforceable in court. This is not enforceable in court. The fact that somebody agreed to give you money, he can turn around and say, change my mind. I don't want to give you money. And the truth is that even if there would be Nogea, a commitment to Tzedakah, let's say, and that's maybe over there, you would say, well, okay, but that's really a chiyuv. But again, it's not an enforceable chiyuv. Because we may put a person into nidui if he's not mekayim a neder in lamasha. But we certainly will not treat it as a monetary chiyuv. We're not going to go and we're not going to take money out of his bank account. Or we're not going to go and sell his property to enforce it. So it's not a monetary chiyuv. And then it's Hodas Baldin, but over here he's committing himself, he changed his mind. And if the truth is, even if it was a mitzvah, he could always be shayel on his netter. So there's nothing over here that's mechayev him. Who cares? There's not, I don't understand what the question is. The question here is somebody denies that he promised to give $200. And the Edom say, you did promise. It makes a difference. So it's not something that is can be brought into a courtroom, as we saw before. We'll throw the Edom out anyway. I mean, so what's the point of saying, I swear I won't be made for you? Somebody says, I'm making a shvua now. I want you to accept. But if you know Edus, will know Edus for me. I know that you're expected to be in the area tomorrow when this guy is going to come. I want a commitment from you that you're going to come. And they deny it. They said, we will never say any edus for you. So they're also potter. Why? He has to be an aid at the time that the person, it makes the Allah, the Vishama call Allah, but who aids? He's not an aid. He said, what does that have to do with anything? If I will be an aide, then we'll worry about it then. You come and talk to me. The guy gets up after davening and he shouts out, he says, Mashbi'a ani alechem, excuse me, Sibor, if there's anybody here, but if I didn't say this person, that person who knows Eidut be made, I really look to him. No, nobody has to respond to that type of accusation. The whole din of a shama kol Allah is that a person comes to you and tells you, I know you know testimony from me, say it for me. Amar lishnai, mashbia ani alechem ish ploni uploni, shibatem yodim li edut shetavo v'teiduni. Now, what if everything is said correctly? I hereby declare with a shvur that you two guys, mentioned by name, should come and testify for me in the event that you know testimony, and they say, Yeshua, that, ain't none of your dim lachai do, sounds like a typical thing, but what if the edut that they know is only 8 BP8? So they could say, well, we heard somebody say that we saw, but that wouldn't be accepted in court anyway. So a shvur that we won't say that in court is meaningless. Oshaya Kharmiam Korovo Pasula, one of them is a Korov or a Pasul. Then Harayel Upturim, all are potter. And even though we learned this earlier, that Korov Pasul is not included, but the Kiddush over here is that even if there were three Aiden, and one of them is Pasul, Hoya Kharmiam, not one of the people that swear it. But Hoya Kharmiam Korov Pasul, then the Shvua of the ones that could have been kosher Aiden, is not nogea either, because eda shebatla because the batla kula. And that's about, if you have a cot, if one of the cot is batla, then all of them are batla. So mamela, this also wouldn't be a meaningful shul, even though it sticks to all of the rules. Shalach b'yad avdo. This we had before when we talked about Shmuel's maimon. Shalach b'yad avdo. If somebody sends the tviyah in the hand of his slave, o shamar lehem hanidba, or if the defendant says to the witnesses, you know, this guy is such a phony. If you know anything that would back up his case against me, you go ahead and I swear you better say it. And they swear, no, we don't know anything about it. And in fact, they did. So you think that that was a Shuas Eidus, but they didn't hear it from the Tobeah. They heard it from the Nidba. So there too, Harei Lupturin Ache Yishmu Mipi HaTobeah, they'd have to hear it from the Tobeah. What's the Chiddush Lagabi, the case of the Shalach B'yad Avdo? Because that's an interesting thing. What do we say? Shalach B'yad Avdo would be the equivalent of the Tobeah himself, since it's an Eved. Maybe the idea would be, actually there's different ways of learning the Mishnah and the Forsha Mishnah and different. Maybe the idea would be that normally if somebody is shalach biyad, it means that that person is an attorney to pursue the suit. And we said before that you can pursue a suit with an attorney, and then since he has the koach to take this to court, so he is considered to be the equivalent of a toveya because there's a power of attorney. You give him a harsha'af, we spoke about earlier. Then the chiddush would be over here that since this person is your eved, you cannot be sholeach a harsha'ah b'yad an eved, because yad eved is kiyad rabo, and there's no way to be makna to him the koach of the harsha'ah. He can't prosecute the claim because he isn't a separate individual. Okay, it's a question whether an eved kanami is shayach b'chalat or kiyad on the harsha'ah. So, there's various approaches to what the chiddush would be about the case of the eved. Son of Rabbanah, says the Gemara, must be any alechem in lo tavoi v'tiduni shamar ish ploni v'ten li matayim zuz v'lo natan, which is the case in our Mishnah. The Bright explains, yocho yuchay avin, you might think in such a case you would be chayiv. Tamud lomar, therefore says the Torah, our famous Zereshava, techeta, techeta, like Zereshava, nemar kan techeta, we have the nefesh ki techeta v'shama kol Allah, which is the Tekhatav Shuata Edut. Menema Lahalan Tekhata by the din of Shuata Pikoda, Nefesh Ki Sekhata Umoala Malba Hashem. So just like Malahalan, just like later in the story of Shuata Pikadon, in the Parsha of Ashomais, the din is that it's a Tfiat Mamon, as it says, Beferish, Vikichesh Bamito, with Sumetiyad, or Gezo, or Shagat, with all of those cases are Mamon. Afkan Betfiat Mamon. Here too, it's talking about a tviyat mamon that he has in his hand, and only there is the rechiyav of the shvata edut. Mashbi ani alechem ki shetedu li edut. What's wrong with that? The Bryce explains. Tan Rabbana, mashbi ani alechem ki shetedu li edut shetavo v'te iduni. Yoko yukayavim, you might think that you can be makabel a shvua in advance, when you're not yet an aid, that you will not be an aid. Talmud lomar v'shama kol alavu hu aid. When you're shomer the kol alav, you are an aid. That's mishikadma yidut l'shvua, v'lo kishikadma ashvua l'yidut. So here we'd be talking about first having the shvua and then becoming an aid. Amad v'beit ha-knesset, v'yomar mashbi'eni alechem. And he talks to the old sibur after davening and he says, anybody who knows Zaydus, I'm being Mashbiya, you come and be made. Or Mashmuel, by the way, I mean, this means, of course, if you Edav Benehem. I mean, even if the person who do know are in the shul at the time, well, I should hope so. what do you mean? I mean, otherwise, what's the finish? If we're not talking about the Edom are there, who made the wood? Who made the Shvua? No. I mean, Hafilu Edav Benehem, meaning that he's standing right next to them. He says, well, I don't want to mention any names, and he's looking at them, you know, but anybody around here who knows any testimony to me, so even that is considered to be not being miyakhi v'yedi. So, ma'o de tema kemandi amaludami, I might think that because he's standing next to them, and we could view this as being more polite, he not doesn't want to be miyakhi them, so he says, anybody, kamash malanda, no, it requires yichud. Tanya Namiyachi, and we learn this in a Bryce as well. Ra'a si'ah shel b'nei Adam. The whole group of people are amdim. Ve'idav b'neihem. His edim are among that group. Va'amar lehem mashbi'eni alechem im atem yadim li'edut. She'tavoi v'ta'iduni. Yochu yu chayavim. Tamid lomar v'hu eid. So you might think that he's chayav. No, it says v'hu eid. Va'arei lo yichayav. It says, and he is an eid. So then the v'hu is mechayav that we know who he's talking about. Yochel afilo amar kol ha'omdin. I suppose he said, all of you who know me, Edis, I must be alechem that you should come. Then he's being miyachid Edim. So in other words, to ta'er la'atzvechem, that he has three people standing over here, two of whom no testimony. And he says to all of them, look, you three, you guys know Edis for me, I must be ani alechem shekavoi v'ta'iduni. So then, what are you going to say? That since he was miyachid, people who also weren't his Edim. And then, so what? So he made a mistake. So he wasn't sure. But he was being miyachid them as being the objects of the Shua. If Lamaisa, they do no testimonies on the Shua, it's chal on them. He was miyachid as Edom. When it says miyachid as Edom, it doesn't mean that I'm saying I know that it's you and not the other guy. But he is specifically referring to you in his Shua. But not just anybody. He says everybody. Omar lishnayim mashbiya ani alechem. Tana rabbana. Omar lishnayim mashbiya ani alechem. Ploni v'ploni. Im atem yodim li eidut shetavoi v'teiduni. Ve'im yodim lo eidut, but it's eid mipi eid. O shayar achad mehem karova pasul, in a case where we have two other eidim anyway, so this explains. Yocho yuhu chayavim. Talmud Omer im lo yagid v'nasa avono. As we saw before, it has to be that the im lo yagid has some meaning. Well, if he doesn't say what he's supposed to do to help the guy out, but, I mean, if there's nothing to say, there is no hadrata, the court will throw him out anyway. So it has to be ruyin la'agada. If he knows Ed Mipiyed, it's not ruyin la'agada. And therefore, in such a case, he would be possible, even though, all of the other tana'im were fulfilled. Shalach b'yad avdo, tana rabbanan, shalach b'yad avdo, sha'amar lohen hanidba, mashbi'eni ani aleichem. שאם אתם יודעים לעדות שתבואו ותעדו יוכו יהיו חייבים, תלמוד לומר, so you might think in this case in the Mishnah where the Nidba says, or his Evet says, make the Shua, you might think that's enough. תלמוד לומר, אם לא יגיד ונעשה אבנו, if he doesn't say, then he will be no see אבנו. Well, how does that prove anything? That doesn't say here who says it. Just as if he doesn't say. So my Talmudah. Omer Rav Eliezer, אם לא יגיד, we darshan, im lo with a vav and im lo with an aleph. So im lo lo yagid, to him he won't be magid v'nasavono. But im la acher lo yagid, then he would be pater. Mashbi'eni aleichem. Now, what kind of lashon do you need when you make a shvun? Now, b'chlal, you should know that there is a major machlokas between the rishonim. As to throughout the Masechta, whenever we're talking about a Shavua, it never says anything, I swear to God. Nobody ever mentions any Shemos. All of a sudden, we're going to start talking about Shemos. So there's a question over here, first of all, whether this is a general indication of the din of all of the other Shavuas, except that since by none of the other Shavuas do we have a mocker to using the Shem Hashem affairs, we have to learn it out from Shavuas Eidus. So I'm a male because by Shavuot it says Allah. And let's see, we're going to darshan. Allah relates to the whole concept of Shavuot. We see many cases. I mean, obviously, Shavuot Allah by Sota. But the Gemara will look around for where we know that there has to be shame involved. The Rambam sees this as a model for Shavuot in general. The concept of Shavuot is that Shavuot is done with the shame. The Rai of the Tainas is that seems absolutely outrageous because when we darshaned earlier that even Mitzvah is a lashon of Shavuot. So how could you possibly say that Hashem? And then the Hashem itself should be a Shavua. By God, I mean, that's enough. So we have to add in the Miftah, the Shavua. Therefore, the Raivatainas, that the din that is we're going to discuss over here about Shemot, is a special halacha that's limited to Shavua Sa'edus, and I mean, wherever it's the Yeshua Sa'edayon, we'll talk about later on. But in terms of the Oil of the Yoreid Parshias, it's only the Yeshua Sa'edus. It would not be the Yeshua Shekhar Shavua Zitayt. So then there's another question, which we'll get to within the concept of Shavuot itself, as we'll see in a moment. Now, it's dependent on how we learn these words in the Mishnah. Majbiani alechem. Mitzave anele alechem. Osar chemani. Suppose the guy uses these lashonos. I command you. I asser you. And asser is a yisr, is a lashon shula. So, harayelu chayavim. Now, here it's mashran, they're chayavim. Without further ado, the Gemara is going to ask, well, mitzave anele alechem with what? I mean, who are you to be mitzave alechem? On the other hand, if a guy says, by heaven and earth, if he uses the shame of Aleph Dalet, Adoshem, or he uses the shame of Yudke, or he uses Shakai, or Tzvakot, and for that matter, even if he says, by Chanun Verachum, or by Erech Apayim, or by Rav Chesed, or Becholakinim, which he was saying, by God, it would be the same thing. It's the same halacha. In another language, it's halacha v'kinui. Hare elu chayavim, when it comes to Shvat HaEdut, this is sufficient. And HaMikalel b'kulan chayav, the same thing would be true if somebody blasphemes with this lashon, any of these lashonos, you would be chayav, says Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim says no. When it comes to the din of Birkas Hashem, as we saw, it's v'nokev shem Hashem ot yumat, eno chayav ad shin kovet Hashem, it has to be the shem HaMefurash, and or the Yudke Vovke, and then we had the question what exactly the definition was that he's Mefarish of Hashem. But you certainly would not be chayav for Kinuyim, that's for darn sure. You would not be chayav for Shemos like El or Elohim and so on. And the Kalel Aviv Imo, the Kulam Chayav the Rabbi Meir. Furthermore, Rabbi Meir says, who holds that the din of Birkas Hashem can use even Kinuyim, would say that the same thing is true on the other Kalola, which is Bechayev Misa, which is Makalalavi Vimo, you would also be Chayev for Kinuyim and the Chachomim Pat. And Bechalel Atzmo Bechaveiro, Bekulan, somebody who curses himself, so he's over on Shmor Nafshecha Ma'od, or he curses somebody else over Lot Kalel Cheresh, there he's over on the Lot Aset. If he uses a lotion of Yakecha Hashem, take out this word Elohim. Or he says, V'chein Yakecha Elohim. Now let's say he's a Bet HaKnesset. And somebody is reading the Pasuk of Yakecha Hashem B'Shachefet U'Bekadachat. And so on. So he says to this guy, you heard that Pasuk? That should be on you. If you don't come and be made for me. So all of these things are included in the Lashon of B'Shama Kol Allah. That we find if he says to the Edim. If you don't come to testify for me, then Yakecha Hashem B'Shachefet. Then Enochinami, if he says that pasuk should be chal on you, then Enochinami would be chayim. If he says it, however, in a lashon of I'll tell you, hear that? If you come and say testimony for me, then God should never be makay you. But he doesn't say the but. He doesn't say, if you don't come, then Yakecha Elohim. So now the Shaila is, the implication, this is Rabbi Meir Shita, that Michla Lava Tashomea Kain. So, Im Tavoviti Duni Lo Yakecha, Im Lo Tavoviti Duni Kain Yakecha. And therefore, it says, if he said, this is Rabbi Meir Shita Bichlal, as we've seen many times, that the same approach in Ein Adam Motzi Dvaro Levatala will explain what he means, even though he said it in a way that wouldn't have been chal. And so there's, he views implications and assumptions that are built into words as the equivalent of a word in many places. So here too, the implications of Mikhlalavata Shomayain is enough to be Shama Kol Allah. Whereas the Chachamim say, but he didn't hear the Allah, did he? I mean, he heard the meaning of the Allah, and he heard the Allah, so you can't include that in Shama Kol Allah. And therefore, Chachamim put me. Now, let's start from the beginning of the Mishnah. What is this mashbieni alechem? What, my karma, what exactly did the guy say that gives it the din of the Shua? Omer of Yehuda, no, these are all the Shonas. Not of the thing that's Machayev him, but of the way I want to apply the thing that's Machayev you. So you could say, I am Machayev you bitzava, I am mitzava you rather with a Shua. I am going to asser you with a shvua, and so on. I make you swear with a shvua in all cases, saying, lechora shvuat Hashem. And if that's the case, then he's using the Shem Hashem in these cases. And I hear already as a machlokas rishonim as to whether if you use the word bashvua, do you also have to use the word the Shem? So in other words, there are those who learn not even like this, certainly not like the Rambam, but not even like the Ravid, that the mashma'ut over here, there's two ways of making the kolala. One is by referring to a shvua. The shvua always stands shvuat Hashem. That's what a shvua means. And the other is by saying Hashem, by God, by Elohim, by Chanun v'Rachum, and so on. And that itself would stand for the same idea as Bishvua. Now, it's very difficult to believe that from our sugya. I mean, first of all, Mashpieni Alechem Bishvua. I mean, is that Bashvua? There's Behashvua, a particular Shvua that is Shvua Hashem. Perhaps that's how they're learning. But we'll see, it gets even more difficult. The other direction is, let's say that you say you need to mention the Shem Hashem. So then what do we do with the following? Let's just first read inside. Mashbi'ani alechem, my kamar and v'yodachi kamar. Mashbi'a ani alechem, bashvua amura b'torah. Or mitzaveh ani alechem, b'tzavarah amura b'torah. Or osarchem ani b'yisura amur b'torah. So let's say by Nedorim, it says, Eila ha-mitzvot. That's the mitzvah to keep what you say. So that mitzvah, that's what I'm being mashbi'a you on. So there, fine. That's already a lashon shvua. If that's what it means, so then in the Braisa on this, when Rabbi Chiya says in the Braisa, the Lashon of Koval Chem Ani, that doesn't say that in the Mishnah, and it happens to be that makes an awfully big difference, because the cases in the Mishnah can all be references to Pesukim in the Torah. It does say a Lashon of Tzava, it does say a Lashon of Iser, and it does say a Lashon of Shvua. But it sure as heck doesn't say a lashon of koval chem. You know, I'm tying you up with this. I mean, well, where does it say that in the Torah? So how can it be a reference to a known concept, a pasuk in which it says, what, yechav lachem Hashem? Where does it say such a thing? So, koval chem, areel chayav, and kovel b'araita miktiv? Where does it say in the Torah anything about kovel? Alam rabbi, hachi kama. Therefore, says Abai, that no, that's not the meaning. The meaning is, Achikama, Mashbia ani alechem bishvua, and he says, of course, the Shem. So understands Rashi. So I now may, not the Shvua k'tuva b'Torah. It's not bashvua, the well-known Shvua, the one I'm referring to, with the one that's in the Torah. That's not the point. He's just saying, I make you swear with the Shvua Hashem, or I mitzava on you with the Shvua Hashem. Or I ask you with the Shvuat Hashem, or I'm kovel you with the Shvuat Hashem. In other words, the point of the Mishnah is that the Allah doesn't have a particular formula as long as it's done with the Shvuah. So with the Shema Kol Allah means I hear a person putting me in a position in which he insists that there is a Shvuah that is chal on me either as his command or as his fears or his curse or whatever it is. But that's the idea that is a shvua. Now, ba'alav dalet, then it says the very Hashem, so then it throws in chanun, v'rachum, erech apayim, rav chesed. I mean, it's very strange because certainly there's a difference, v'halacha, between the shemos and the kinuyim. So are you telling me that chanun and rachum are shemot? I mean, we're assuming that you're only chayav on shemot Hashem. So chanun and rachum are shemot Hashem, v'ranini, yei shemot shenim chakim. It says, the Farish, that there's a difference between Shemot of Hashem that you're allowed to erase. So Shemot She'inim Chakim would be like Kel, or Lokecha, Lokim, Lokecha, Ekiah, Sherekiah, the Shem of Aleph Dalet, or Yud-Kei, or Yud-Kei Vov-Kei, or Shakai, or Tzvakot. Ha'arielu Ein Nimchakim. Aval, but reference to God, like Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanorah, Adir, Hakazak, Hamitz, Yizuz, Hanun, Rachum, Merach Apayim, Rav Chesed. That you can erase that. Re'elim Chakim, not specific and direct references to God. Would that be the same as Hanun Rachum? The Mishnah didn't say the name. Of course you can't say Hanun, and that should be a Shvua. You could say Hashem. But the Mishnah is referring to Bechanun, meaning b'mishohu chanun is what it's referring to. And so there clearly it's saying the being who is defined or referred to as being chanun or b'mishohu rachum. And that's the point. Says Rava, I mean, if that's the point, you say the same thing with Shamayim Va'aretz. I mean, Shamayim Va'aretz could mean B'misha Shamayim Va'aretz Shalal. I mean, you could refer to God by saying, by ye who is Kone Shamayim Va'aretz. So that would be the meaning of Shamayim Va'aretz. It's no different than Chanun Rachum, the way you're explaining it. Says the Gemara, well, what kind of a person is that? Obviously, if you said that openly, B'misha Shamayim, the way Abai is on your right, but I mean, certainly there's no way that we would assume that's what you're saying, because Shamayim Va'aretz has a clear-cut physical presence. Shamayim Va'aretz, that's what you're referring to. And why should I say it means anything but what you're saying? There is a Shamayim, there is an Aretz. I mean, what do you? But when you say Berachum, what is that supposed to mean? That doesn't mean anything. There's no such thing as Rachum. It's got to be referring to a being that is called Rachum, obviously. Fine, that's the same thing. The one who is known as Rakum, or the one who is Noheg Barachamin. So therefore, it's a reference to a being called Chanun, or a being called Rakum, and that's the way of referring to God. It's not that it has a dimension. It's not the tangibility that's important. It's the fact that it could have, it's not an adjective, it's a noun. Shemayim Vorz is a noun. What does Rakum and Chanun mean? I mean, those are adjectives. So you're saying an adjective. You sound like a nut. Obviously, nobody takes the adjective as being the meaningful when you're saying, you know, by loveliness, or by lovely. I'm sorry. Right. So I mean, okay. So obviously, you mean by the one who is lovely. You know. So here too. Well, even because Shamayim Varetz, if there is such a thing as Shamayim Varetz, he's referring to Shamayim Varetz. Why not? Tana Rabbana, Katav Aleph Lamed Mi Elokim. A guy is writing, and his intention is to write the Shem Elokim. And instead, he hasn't finished, he writes the Aleph Lamed. Or his intent is to write the full Shem of Hashem, and he writes the Yud and the Hev out of the Shem. But of course, that's also a Shem, as Aleph Lamed itself is a Shem. So Arezo Eino Nimchak, since it was written in order to be a Shem, so as he writes it, it's considered to be, even though he hasn't finished it, it's considered to be that he wrote a shame, and it's not allowed to be nimchak. But if he writes the shin and the dalit from the shame shakai, I mean, all that means is a demon. I mean, what does that have to do with God? If he writes the olive dalit, I mean, that means a cloud. Mi Hashem. I mean, he writes a tzaddik and a beis, I mean, that means a turtle from mitzvakot. I mean, so why in the world would that is not a reference to God, obviously. So I raise a nimchak. That you could erase. Rabbi Yossi on there, this word Tzva'ot, I don't know where you guys get the idea, it's a reference to God. You could erase that word. What does it mean? It means the armies of the Lord. That's a reference to Klal Yisrael. So it means that Tzva'ot is Hashem Yisrael. So Hotseti et Tzivotai et Ami B'nei Yisrael Neretz Mitzrayim is the idea. I mean, that's not his personal name. That's not how we pasken, even though normally we say Rav Yossi Nimuko Imo. So we need to make it clear right now. We know the Kabbalah that is not the halacha. Tana Rabbanan, kala tafel l'shem, bein milach abav, bein milach rav areza nimchak. No, as we're saying, Hashem, who has the armies of Yisrael, and is known through his army.
Right.
Yeah. So now, if you write, you often write an ending to a shame, you have a prefix and a suffix. So you could say, La Hashem, right? La Elokecha. So you have a prefix and a suffix. So what's the difference of the prefix and the suffix? Well, it doesn't matter whether it's a prefix or a suffix. The letters that are not part of the shame are erasable. It's only shame per se that's not erasable. So let's say if you have La Shem, so the Lamed you could erase. Ba Shem, the base could be erased. Va Hashem, the Vav could be erased. Me Hashem, the Mem can be erased. She Hashem. The Shin could be erased. Hey Hashem. Ha Hashem. The Hey is Nimchak. Ka Hashem Elokeinu Lasi. The Chav is Nimchak. When we're talking about Le'acharav, you're talking about a suffix. Well, you say Elokeinu, let's say, right? So the Nun Vav can be Nimchak. Elokehem. So then the Hey Mem can be Nimchak. Elokehem. The Fem is Nimchak. Acherim Amru, as others say, Le'acharav Eino Nimchak. A prefix can be erased because the prefix does not yet relate to the word that follows it. But a suffix is an extension of the previous word to which it's attached to. And that word has already become a kodesh. And therefore, kvar kitcho Hashem, so Elokeinu, you can... Right. But the nu is now part of the shem. Shekvar kitcho Hashem. Omer Avuna, halakha ke'acherim, we paskin that it's also to be mochek a suffix. That would be like chanun v'rachum. That's right. The problem is that divrei kedusha, the separatists are being ma'abed divrei kedusha, so you have an English writing of psukim and so on and so forth. And that would be a problem found as divrei kedusha. In terms of the isur mechikas Hashem per se, you wouldn't be over on the lav of mechikas Hashem. I don't know. Yeah. Unless it's simply to be ma'oros. I don't know really what the other one is. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I was thinking even of the... I guess because there's just no... I just realized there's not much of a question. I was wondering why we don't have the double prefixes involved. Mm-hmm. Like hala. And say hala shem or something. But I didn't realize it. Be no chiddush. Because it's even further away from the shem. So. Kol shemot ha'amurim ba'Torah ba'Avraham. All of the shemot that appear in the Torah in the story of Avraham, that's a very confusing story because sometimes he uses the word Adonai and he's referring not to the Lord, but he's referring to the men talking in front of him. It looks like that anyway. So indeed, the Tanakhama holds that the names of Hashem that are mentioned in that story of Avraham, they're all Kodesh except for one. Chutz b'zeh shu'u chol, shenemar, when he, what appears to be turning to his guest, says, Vayomar Adonai im no matzasichen be'enecha, al no ta'avor mi'al abdercha. So he seems to be, in the context of the story, talking to the people that he sees coming, and he says, sirs. So the word Adonai is just a reference to my masters. And that is chol. So you could erase that. Chanina ben Achi Reb Yoshua and Reb Elazar ben Azariah and Mishum Reb Elazar ben Adoyom. No, that's a misunderstanding. He is talking to God. And what he's doing is, he sees these people come, he turns to God, who was in the middle of speaking to him, because it says Vayar, and then there he is, and Hashem is Vayar, Vayera Lav Hashem. So that Vayar is in the middle of the Vayera Lav Hashem. So he turns to Hashem and he says, please wait for me. Don't leave, but I have to interrupt our conversation, which is an incredible idea. From which we learn, of course, that it's greater is Kabbalah's Panayorkin than your conversation with God. Right? There's many people who will be on the telephone, and this is somebody, I mean, an Oreach comes, you know, hold on, I have to keep talking. So he's on a telephone call with God, and so he interrupts the call, and that would be the whole point. So, come on, also Adam Rav Yudah Merav Gidolach Nasat Ochim Yoter Mihakbalat Tnei Hashchina. So, who is indeed the shita that holds? It depends how you understand the words in the pasuk. That you see from our story of Avraham that being makabel Pnei Ochim, or at least being machnis Ochim, is greater than being makabel Pnei Hashchina. That could only be going. Come on, Koto Azuk. That's going only according to Chanina ben Achi Rebbe Yoshua and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Because according to the Tanakhama, it wasn't a reference to God at all. He had already finished his conversation with Hashem. Now it stands. It was after that, he sees people coming and he talks to them. No. Wait a minute. That someone walks in would be the question. That's a good point because you're not obviously you're not to interrupt. Kol shemot amurim belot anything that is said by Lot in the story of Lot are all chol, because he's talking to the malachim, and even though he talks to them in a way that is a reference using words like Adonai and so on, he's calling them masters, he's not calling them gods, except for one, which clearly is a reference to Hashem, where he says, Vayomer Lot Alehem, Al Na, and there he says also Adon Shem, Hine Namatza Avdecha Chein Beinecha, where he says, you know, look, if you're going to save me, then I can't go up there, you got to save me in a different way. And there, he's obviously not talking to them, because how can they save him? He understands that it's a tefillah that he's saying. So even though it seems to be addressed to them, it's a reference to Mi sheyesh biyado lahamit v'la'achayot, v'zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now how about by Nevot? And we have a whole story over there in which Izebel tells Achav, you know, get Adim, and they should say that he was Mekalel Elohim v'melach. And so the Adim actually say it. Now, Izebel herself, when she said that, she was saying that, you know, bring witnesses that he cursed the Baal, or she really meant, because that's what the whole story about Izebel was, very committed to the Baal. Does she mean, no, that, you know, really bring him to Bezdin and say that he was Mekalel Hashem? So the Chiddush over here is that all of those Shemos are indeed Kodesh, and they're all references to Hashem. Whereas B'micha, and it's interesting because by the story of Micha, and his mother sounds very religious, right? And she says, well, I took this money and I was Mekadosh to Hashem, and that's how the thing gets built originally, and they make this ephod, and she sends him out there, and he's, you know, she's very proud of him, my son, the Micha doctor. It sounds like she's indeed speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But those Shemot by Micha are actually chol. They're not a reference to God. They're, in her mind, everything that she's thinking about is the worship of Avodah Zarah. Rav Eliezer Amar, B'nevos Kodesh. I agree with you about Nevos. Yes, Izebel did mean God. By Micha, it depends. You have to understand the context. Yesh Mem Chol, Yesh Mem Kodesh. Now, every time she talks about El or Elohim and so on, there she's talking about the idol, and that's Chol. But where she mentions the Shem Hashem of Yud-Kei, there it's Kodesh. So because when she's saying, I made it Kodesh LaShem, what she really means is that I made this Kodesh to Avodah Zarah that should have the same din as Hegdish that was LaShem. So she really was referring to LaShem. It would be like somebody makes something like Korban LaShem. So even though he's talking to somebody else about a secular issue, he's saying, but this should be like a Korban is brought to the Lord. So that's what she was saying. Even though it's been given to Avodah Zarah, but I wanted to have that Chumrah of Kedusha like Kodesh LaShem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if your intent is to refer to an alien being, and you say that alien being is just like Havaya.
Lovely.
What's that?
The witnesses they use the name spelled out. The
Jews. Oh, those witnesses. I don't know if the Brits know about that, so it's really an American phenomenon. I don't know. You know, you've got them too.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. There you go. What is that? I don't know. I don't know whether a J because counts of anything or with that particular pronunciation. But certainly their intent is to be Hogel Sashem. I don't know, they believe in Yashka? I mean, they believe in Yashka. They only believe in Yashka as a Mishutas. And they don't call Yashka the Shem Hashem, right? So their intent may be Lashem. In the car. So, but, however, there is one case by Micha where even though it's an olive lamed, it's Kodesh. Chutz mizeh she'olive lamed v'hu Kodesh, even though we're using, so So that, and there it says, Kol Yimei Hayot Beit Elohim Bishiloh. It's obviously a reference to the real Beit Elohim. It says, they set up Pesomicha, Vayasimonam is Pesomicha, Kol Yimei Hayot Beit Elohim. So that Beit Elohim, that part, even though it's Olive Lamed, that part is Kodesh. Kol Shemot Amurim B'Givat Binyamin. Now, here's a very interesting story. By Pelagish B'Giva, it says that they ask Hashem what to do. And he says, go up, and then they get slaughtered. Now, you know, and then it finally, the third time, it says that Pinchas goes and he says, look, do we go up or do we not go up? And then Hashem says, with the Urim V'Thummim, go up, and tomorrow I'm going to give them over into your hands. Right? So the question is, I mean, up until that point, who were they talking to? They asked God, and God said, go, you know, and then they get slaughtered. So therefore says Rabbi Eliezer, well, that can't be that they asked the right God. I mean, whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's Kodesh. Oh, no, Rabbi Eliezer, well, how could it be Kodesh? What do you mean? He said, they asked him, so who should go up? You let Yehuda go up, and the Yehuda gets slaughtered. So what, how could he do such a thing? Amalor Rabbi Yeshua, I understand. I mean, he never said they're going to win. First of all, you make your own decisions, okay? You're going up. So you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so who goes first? Well, who goes first to get killed? Yehuda, let him go up. I mean, they're the ones who made the decision, let them go. Did I ever say you'd win? I never said you'd win. So what do you mean, Mafiach Veino Otsa? You guys want to be jerks about it and do everything wrong and then blame it on me, which is what people do all the time. First they make the choices. Then they make sure that God follows their choices. And then when everything becomes a disaster, they say, how could you do this to me? Okay. This is a classic example of public insanity. So, Mashiv Tiach Asa, Vehim Lo Bichanu. They never asked, In Lin Soach, Ol Nin Latseach. They never said, are we going to be won against or are we going to win? You decided you're going to win. Now your question is, okay, who's going to go first? You want the honors? Yehuda can take the honor. But Ba'achonash B'chanu, in the end, they asked properly. They said, so, shall I go or shall I not go? I mean, maybe we're doing the wrong thing. Then they get an answer. Now you ask like a bench. Well, go. Tomorrow I'll give them into your hands. It's not so easy to get along with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, it's not. No, I mean, it's serious. Well, you're playing games with me. That's my implication. That's the way I'm understanding it. The Gemara doesn't say so, the Seirish. There's a number of different ways of learning the issue with it. Because the place where they did ask properly, as the Gemara now says, Shenemar u'Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon, it says specifically, and there's never said anything about him before, Omeid lefanav bayamim ahim, and there it says, Leimor ha'osif basically. And then it says, So some learned the implications they didn't ask properly. And this is the first time that Pinchas was the one who was, he was the only one that had a right to be Shoel, and they hadn't asked by him. Kodesh. All of the words Shlomo are a reference to Shir Lemi Shashalom Shalom. And therefore, they are like saying Bichanun, Birachun, they are a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except for one, where it says, Karmi Shali Lefanai, Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo, Matayim Lenotrim Et Piryo. So what that means is that Shlomo defined 200 from the 1200. So as you notice, he took 1,000. Left 200 lenotrim et piryo. So that's elef lecha shlomo, that's libidei. So in other words, from what it is that he would tax. And so let's say he would take 1,000, but there would be 200, which is 1/6, that would remain lenotrim et piryo to the ones who are the keepers, so to speak, of the productivity. And that's the rabbanan. So that means that he allowed 1/6 of the population to be in yeshiva, to be learning, and to not to be involved in his wars, taxes, and so on. And that teaches us the relationship that a population should have to Melech. Okay? But if that's the case, it's not a reference to God. It's Shlomo, Lishlomo. He's talking about himself personally.
No.
The word Shlomo is usually La Melech Shalom Shalom. The Yeshamrim, some say that Avzechol, even the following reference is Chol, which says, Hinei Mitato Sheli Shlomo Shishim Giborim Savivlo, and so on, that that is a reference to Shlomo himself. And I mean, that was the story of Ashmedai, where he was frightened and he needed 60 people around guarding him and so on. That's not a reference to God, that's a reference to Shlomo. Now, when you say Avzeh, you're saying, even this, meaning the first one for sure, if anything, it isn't the opposite. Avzeh v'lo mibor heich. The first one sounds like it could be a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this, I mean, the mita of Shlomo, that's certainly chol. The problem is, if you're going to tell me that the first one is definitely chol, then Shmuel doesn't make sense. So Eladi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel learns an amazing thing from here. Malchuta dekatla chad mishita ba'am alo miyansha. That in the pursuit of the goals of the Malucha, a Malchus has the right to utilize up to 1/6 of the population of the world, ruin them, force them into war, and so on and so forth, and is not punished for it. Shinemar kamisha lilafanai, ha'elet lacha Shlomo. Elet lacha Shlomo means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, melech shashalom shalom, very curious. So in the context of peace, so you have to leave 1,000 for every 200, the matayim lenotrim et priyo, that's the malchut of the ara. So, in other words, in the way in which you treat your population, 1,000 are considered to be gods. In other words, you don't have a right to ruin their lives. But out of every 1,200, 200 of that 1,000 you have a right to use in the pursuit of the goals of the state. And that's the relationship of individual to state and war. Okay, so now, according to Shmuel, the Shlomo over here is a reference to Melech Shalom Shalom, because he's saying that's the Malchus of the Rekia, and that remains separate and holy, so to speak, and you can't touch those. So now, Shmuel, it turns out, isn't working out according to anybody, because the Tanakhama says it's Chol, and the Yesh Omrim says, oh, and even the next one is Chol. So in other words, they're all agreeing that the one of Elef Lechash Shlomo is Chol. So how is Shmuel arguing against all of the Shitas here in the Braisa? So what, he's not going like anybody? Lokatana Kamavalokia Shomer? So clearly, I mean, it doesn't even make sense if you think about it. What about Mitato Shel Shlomo is so much more obvious a use of Chol than the case of Elef Lechash Shlomo. So indeed, we have to fix it. Elohi Kama. V'yeshomrim, not Atzeh, rather, the first one indeed is Kodesh, it was Avzeh Kodesh. If there's one that's Chol, it's this one. Mitato Shel Shlomo, that's the one that's Chol. And Shmuel would be going according to the Yesh Omrim. Now we also find that Daniel constantly speaks to Nebuchadnezzar referring to him as Malchaya. Melech, Malchaya, and so on. I mean, those seem to be references to Nebuchadnezzar. However, the Gemara wants to make it clear that not always. So, kol malchaya hamurim b'daniel are chol, chutz mizeshu kodesh. If you take a look at the pasuk of Ant Malka, melech malchaya, which we've now, you know, we've incorporated in our songs, and say Antu Malka, melech malchaya. So, I mean, it's absurd to say that he is referring to the Nebuchadnezzar. Right? So what he means is, Ant Malka, you king, Melech Malchaya, the kings of kings, has made you. So, Malchuta Chisna V'Takfav Yekarei Yayiv Lecha, he has given you a very powerful and potent Malchus. But that, of course, is not meant to be read, I mean, maybe Nebuchadnezzar is meant to hear it that way, but it certainly is not what he's referring to. Ant Malka, he's saying, Melech Malchaya Elaha Dishmaya, the Lord has given you, and those Malchus, of course, are a reference to Hashem. The Yeshomrim, some say that the reference to Mori, my master, which is the shame of Aleph Dalet, essentially translated into Aramaic, is also a reference to God. Because how could he be referring to Nebuchadnezzar when he's explaining the dream, right? And in the dream he says, oh my God, Mori, my master, Chamal Sanach, oh, this dream should be only for those who hate you. So he's saying, who's the ones that hate him? Ufishrei lo'orcha, those who are your enemies, this should be the interpretation. So, Lamar Kama, who is he saying this to? Yitzhak Adaitak, what you think he's referenced to Mori, my master, Nebuchadnezzar? And he's saying, these horrible things should happen to your enemies. Well, who are the enemies of Nebuchadnezzar? That's Yisrael. So, well, you think that the mule is cursing Yisrael? So, obviously, it must be that he's saying it. Nebuchadnezzar thinks he's talking to him, or really it's Kabbalah to speak about Baruch Hu. And he's saying, Rebbeinu Shalom, indeed, be Makayim, this thing, for your enemy, meaning Nebuchadnezzar. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Because Sanutei, my new Yisrael. So what? Milut, the light, little Yisrael. But what do we think he's doing? That he's cursing and calling Yisrael? The Tanakhama Sava. What? Yisraelika, Sanayel, Vikachov, and Lekha. Do you think the only enemy is Nebuchadnezzar? Believe me, everybody hated his guts. So if he says it that way, why would it be a reference to Yisrael? I mean, there's plenty of people that he could say, you can't bring a riot from there. He may be honestly talking to Nebuchadnezzar. We'll just do part of the next sugya, actually continues on for a while in the next stop, but we'll just to open the sugya. B'chol kinuyin arei elu chayavim. So here it says you're chayav on kinuyin, and then it talks about rakum chanun and so on, right? Now, the problem is, the price says, it's not like that. Ramidi. Yitein Hashem otach la'alav l'shvua. When it says, by the sota, and it talks about the farish, right? Yishbiya kohen et ha'isha b'shvuata Allah. Why did I have to say that? It says the Farish, well, we're repeating the whole thing that he says it. He said the Kohen should say it. I mean, I assume he'll say it. The point over here is to make it very sharp. And it should be open to interpretation. Because it says v'shama kol Allah here in our sugya by Shua Sa'edis. So nema kan Allah v'nema lahalan Allah. So ma lahalan shvua, afkan shvua. Uma lahalan b'shem Hashem, afkan b'shem. So the reference, therefore, is that just like it uses the lashon of shvua, it means to here use the lashon of shvua. And what lashon of shvua? You know, it doesn't say anywhere. It just says v'shama kol Allah. But over there it says shvua to Allah. And it says that he should say to her, Yitein Hashem otach. So in the same way that he uses a lashon of shvua, and that's understood by sota, so too it's understood that the Allah mentioned by shvua say this is a shvua. And just like over there it says Yitein Hashem, it means that there needs to be a use of the shem Hashem by the shama kol Allah, afkan b'shem. Now that says b'feirish, only a shem, not a kinuy. I mean, it says it's a shem yotkei vatkei there. So how, where would we get the idea, Bichlal, that there could be a chiyav of a carbon oil of a yored on a shua sa'edis where you use the kinuy? And the Mishnah says, the Pharisee do. Amar Abaye, well, you're right. This price, indeed, is not like the Mishnah. It happens to be this. A machlokas. Harbe bechanina baridi. Harabana. There is, in fact, a major machlokas as to what defines the nature, what's the mocker of the definition of the Allah. By Shuat Allah. In Achinami, if we learn from here, we learn from Sota, then we would be stuck with the idea of Ishbiya Kohen with the word Hashem, Yitein Hashem. However, that's not the only marker, you see, because the Tani Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi Omer, Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi has an entirely different marker for the whole Limud. And he says, look, Ha'il Va'amra Torah Yishava, Va'al Tishava. There's places where the Torah insists that you make a shvuah. And it says, shvuat Hashem, tiyeh ben shneihem, and so on. And it also says, no, sometimes don't swear. Lo tishavu b'shmi. Or sometimes the Torah says, kalel, where the Kohen is supposed to say, yitein Hashem otach la'alav l'shvuah. And sometimes it tells us, al tekalel, lo tekalel cherech. So, ma yishava b'shem, av lo tishava b'shem. So when it comes to the Yishava, or the Tishava, the Lo Tishava, it's all in the same sense, because it says Yitein Hashem. So Yitein Hashem it says Shvuas Hashem. So if it says Shvuas Hashem, that's where you're supposed to make a Shvua. It's Shvuas Hashem where you're not supposed to make a Shvua. And it's all dependent on the Shem. Now tomorrow, this seems to be exactly the same. I mean, so what's the difference? If we learn it out from Sot, it says the shame, and if we learn it out from Shvuah, the shame, it says the shame. Tomorrow we'll go through the differences between the two Ligudim and see how it's possible. And according to Rabbona, they're learning out from Sot. Why don't they learn it out all the way? And we shall see what the explanation is. We'll meet you, Bezrat Hashem, at 7:45 still? Or is it now too early?
It's getting there.
Well, let's still hold by it. Let's hold by it, and then when we have to change it.